From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California Governor Jerry Brown's 16th and final State of the State speech ended with a broad warning.
Our world, our way of life, our system of governance, all are at immediate and genuine risk. Endless new weapon systems, growing antagonism among nations, the poison in our politics, climate change. All of this calls out for courage, for imagination, and for generous dialogue.
The governor otherwise focused inward on existing or proposed California policies. Capital Public Radio's reporters have this roundup, starting with state government reporter Ben Bradford.
Despite a year of conflict between California and the Trump administration, including 25 lawsuits, Brown referred to the president twice, once to thank him for disaster aid and once to blame him for his rejection of climate change science. The governor also defended three major challenged infrastructure projects, including high-speed rail, new gas tax funding for transportation, and the Delta tunnels.
I'm Ezra David Romero, environment reporter. Governor Brown focused heavily today on his environmental legacy, things like electric vehicles and air quality. He's also assembling a task force of scientists and forest experts to come up with ways to reduce the threat of large fires, like improving forest health by making them carbon sinks instead of emitters.
I'm Sammy Kaola, healthcare reporter. Governor Brown touted California's expansion of the Affordable Care Act, which has cut the state's uninsured rate in half in recent years. He thanked Republican U.S. Senators John McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins by name for voting against replacing it. He also called to expand mental health services and drug treatment programs in the criminal justice system. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kaola.
I'm Ezra David Romero.
And I'm Ben Bradford.
Find this story and others at krcb.org/news. And you can always drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.